Kwaba, Akabo, Jambo, and hello, Bankless Africa.
It's the end of another week, which means it's time for Sats and Gwe, where we bring you weekly updates and recaps of some of the most significant crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent, and sometimes from across the globe. I am finally back, and I am Miss Purple.
And you have been sorely missed. I am Neki.
And we are, of course, hopefully still your favorite decentralized reporters from Africa. Just a reminder, of course, that none of what we're about to share is financial advice, only the opinions of the individuals that make this show possible. You can use the links in the show notes to do your own research. Remember to also subscribe, share this podcast with somebody that you care about, or perhaps leave a comment. Let us know how we can continue to improve to give you the best crypto news across the African continent.
And we move to see how the markets are doing today as of the 16th of July. Bitcoin is still in the 30K zone, currently sitting at $30,571.74, slightly up from what it was last week at $30,319.46. The Ethereum token currently sits at $8,925.2, down from what it was last week at $1,933.62. Now the Optimism token currently sits at $1.48, up from what it was last week at $1.21. The Matic token also seems to be doing, well, slightly okay, currently sitting at a value of $0.7914, slightly up from what it was last week at $0.696. And the Bank token also doing slightly better than it was last week, currently sits at $0.004349, slightly up from what it was last week at $0.003854.
I return bearing non-ideal news, of course, moving into our national currencies, which are not doing too great. It is a scary, scary time indeed. We are sitting at 11.35 cedi to the dollar, down by 0.53% from last week's 11.29 cedi to the dollar. The Nigerian naira is at 776.50 naira to the dollar, down by 0.88% from last week's 769.50 naira to the dollar. The Lesotho Luti and South African rand are currently at 18.11, that is 18.11 rand to the dollar, up by 3.72% from last week's 18.81 rand to the dollar. The Kenyan shilling is currently at 141.85 shillings to the dollar, down by 2.7% from last week's 138.12 shillings to the dollar. The Central African CFA franc is currently at 583.15 franc to the dollar, up by 2.41% from last week's 597.55 franc to the dollar. None of these numbers are impressive. It is so scary because, you know, when you think back to a few months ago, these numbers were a whole lot better. So it begs the question, where is it failing? And then you look on the opposite side and you see crypto performing in somewhat of a positive manner. And you wonder what people are thinking. You know, are people putting their assets more in fiat cash or in crypto? Curious. We'll have to see. And with that, we're going to give you some quick a quick rundown of some of the headlines that we found to be particularly interesting from last week's Sats and Gwe episode. One of my favorites was that Chipper Cash formally launched operations in Rwanda, making it its sixth African country.
So a headline that particularly piqued my interest was this one about Nigerian crypto tax situation. And according to local stakeholders, this move is premature. I think this has come up a number of times where a lot of people have criticized this, saying that the Nigerian government actually legally shouldn't have a right to put any tax on crypto assets or trades or whatsoever. But again, it's the government and the government will do what they want to do. And that brings us to a wrap up of our headlines from last week. We're moving on to our headlines to this week and we're kicking off with Standard Bank, which now wants to be a, and I quote, fast follower and not a fast adopter of crypto.
Africa's biggest bank, Standard Bank, continues to monitor the evolution of the crypto industry without taking any decisions yet on participation. Standard Bank South Africa's group CEO Lungisa Fuzile says, and I quote, "We move with the world, but you don't want to be leaders in some of these things. We're very interested. We manage our explorations carefully. We do them with heightened interest when we collaborate with our regulators and other banks in the system to understand them better." End quote. Thus far, most of South Africa's biggest lenders have refused to provide banking services to most crypto platforms, stating a lack of clear regulation and industry risk as their reasons. The South African Reserve Bank has set up working groups to delve deeper into these digital assets, even going as far as encouraging some lenders to provide services to crypto exchanges so they could be able to get a greater sector visibility. Keep in mind that by the end of the year, all crypto exchanges operating in South Africa will be required to get licenses as per the Financial Sector Conduct Authority request. More on that, those news later. South Africans currently own crypto at a rate of 1 in 10, and this is according to the Finders Cryptocurrency Adoption Index. I think this is very interesting to hear that the Reserve Bank is the one that is trying to encourage banks to actually provide services to these crypto exchanges and crypto platforms. And their reasoning is just simply so we can see. Because they want to see exactly what goes on and figure out what is needed, which makes sense. You know, you cannot make rules for something that you do not yet understand or put into place regulation for things that you have not seen in action. You first need to know what is required. What ways do we have to, you know, close the gaps? It's good to know that at least South Africa is looking into, you know, doing research and better understanding what it is versus simply saying we're not going to touch it with a barge pole, which is unfortunately what a lot of other stakeholders in different countries are currently doing. Moving on to our next headline, Kushite East Africa ICP launches a Web3 hub to drive blockchain awareness.
Kushite East Africa ICP hub. Now, for reference, ICP would mean Internet Computer Protocol. Now, Kushite East Africa has launched a local Web3 hub, and the mission of the hub is to increase blockchain advocacy, awareness, and adoption in East Africa, and hopefully beyond. Specifically, they are bringing Internet Computer Protocol to developers. The co-founder of the hub, Yvonne Kagondu, says, and I quote, "Kushite's vision is to educate as many students through campus tours, which have already kicked off. Having taught the University of Nairobi, the NIBS Technical College, KMTC, and the JKUAT main campuses. The hub is also focused on training and collaborating with aspiring and existing Web3 software developers in East Africa." End quote. Now, ICP is a decentralized computing protocol that allows for the creation and operability of a global open source and secure network, the Internet Computer. Its aim is the extension of the traditional internet's functionalities, where instead of relying on individual servers, the network utilizes a vast collection of worldwide computers to store and process data. I mean, I checked these guys out a while back, and they seem to be doing really well in their own light. They still extend things like grants and sponsorships to developers, basically trying to advocate for more people to have access to the internet. And I think it's actually one of the best things we could see around, because as much as a lot of the world now has access to the internet and global infrastructure, you know, Wi-Fi and all of that, we still have a lot of people that are still technically living in dark ages, no mobile phones, no internet connectivity, no interoperability, nothing. So I feel like if we're going to try and spread new technology to people, you know, like blockchain technology or any other type of technology, we know that the thing that connects the world is the internet, right? And that's what makes it all possible. That's what makes the world smaller. And definitely the first step to making the world smaller is to reach out to people in these regions, you know, try to set up more systems that will ensure that more people can have access to preferably cheaper, reliable internet before we can now begin pushing for the adoption of these technologies that we speak of. I'm moving on to the next headline. Venom Foundation brings blockchain to Kenya.
The Web3 fintech and blockchain company Venom Foundation has agreed to form a partnership with the Kenyan government as a means to bring more blockchain and crypto capabilities to the continent. The Venom Foundation CTO Christopher Louis Tsu said, and I quote, Africa is already rich in natural resources and human capital. By bringing next-generation blockchain technology to the continent, it will empower the people and help not only Kenya, but many other African nations to capitalize on their assets and participate in new global markets competitively, end quote. Kenya is unique in that 84% of the people already have normal access to banks, putting them somewhat ahead of the game with a lower number of people being unbanked. As a continent that has long suffered from political and financial corruption, it is believed that digital assets and blockchain technology as a whole can ultimately bring a new world for many of us on the continent. On a personal perspective, I wholeheartedly agree that blockchain technology and crypto could definitely mean a whole lot more and a broader change for us that we have been desperately seeking and hoping for such a long time. Moving on to the next headline for this week, Egyptians are looking to Bitcoin amidst their skyrocketing inflation.
It's just so sad to see that inflation will always be a global problem, apparently, but especially on the African continent, it is so much more of a bigger problem. Bitcoin has been gaining global popularity lately, and Egyptians have now looked to it in increasing numbers as a hedge against the all-time high economic uncertainty currently gripping the country. The Egyptian Statistics Bureau reported that Egypt experienced a surge in its annual inflation rate. It has increased by a record-breaking 33.7% from May's inflation rate, putting it at 36.8% in the month of June. That is a lot. Now, in June 2022, the inflation rate stood at 14.7%, putting the June 2023 rate at almost double what it was a year ago. With 30% of the Egyptian population living below the poverty line, citizens are struggling with increased food prices, a depreciating currency, higher fuel expenses, and of course, a growing fiscal deficit. Well, funny how this sort of sounds like Nigeria. Now, to address the crisis, the Egyptian government has implemented a reducing state expenditure. The Central Bank of Egypt has also raised the benchmark bank rate by 4 times in 2022. Policymakers have been actively seeking aid from international organizations, including the World Bank and the IMF. The Bitcoin exchange rate in Egypt also seems to be nearing a record high that was established in November 2021, where 1 BTC surpassed 1 million Egyptian pound per unit. As of July 10, 2023, this rate sits at 936,506 Egyptian pounds per Bitcoin. It's pretty sad to see that many African countries struggle and perhaps for the foreseeable future will continue to struggle with inflation, rising prices, rising cost of food, rising cost of living, rising cost of everything. And it's like people cannot keep up, you know. And what is worse is that we're not even making money at the rate inflation keeps going up. So you're still making the same thing for years and years, but then your purchasing power from 4 years ago or even a couple months ago is far less than it is now in the present. And then there is the issue with poverty, where a lot more people, because of this, will continue to be driven below the poverty line. It's not like you are earning any less, but your money just means a lot less more than it used to a couple months ago, a couple years ago. And again, I feel like cryptocurrency in some way helps to solve this problem. I'm moving on to the next headline. IOTA revolutionizes supply chains in Africa using Tango technology.
The IOTA, or MIOTA, as some people know it, the IOTA ecosystem is a distributed ledger that confirms transactions more quickly than traditional blockchain thanks to a network of nodes called Tango. The entire history of every occurrence in a supply chain is recorded via the IOTA network. It is also known as the Internet of Things, or some people even call it the Internet of Everything, potentially. The IOTA network is utilized to efficiently provide traceability with compliance and do away with the necessity for third-party trustees. Maintaining the authenticity and credibility of the entire supply chain management depends on the verification of each identification. In order to facilitate seamless cross-border trading, the IOTA Foundation and Trademark East Africa, that is TMEA, have collaborated to ease trade and business activities in the African continent. The IOTA blockchain allows cost-effective cross-border trade and will demystify the cross-border trade process by simultaneously allowing government agencies and private organizations or traders to share trade documents and confirm trades through a streamlined, much simpler process. I am living for this. I think this is the most revolutionary thing that we could potentially see so far. Of course, it could get better than this, but I do hope that it moves beyond just East Africa because so many people could benefit from this. And last but not least, the headline for this week, South Africa now requires crypto firms to be licensed by year end of 2023.
Now, this one is particularly exciting. Now, by the end of 2023, South Africa will be the first African country to require digital asset exchanges to have licenses in order to continue operating. The Financial Sector Conduct Authority, FSCA, Commissioner Yunathi Kamlana states that they have thus far received approximately 20 applications for licenses since the report was made. More are expected to come in before the 30th of November, which is the stipulated deadline. It's currently unknown how much these licenses will cost. It is estimated to range from 2,544 to 46,251 rand or 832 to $2,395, depending on what category the assets may fall under. Should any crypto exchange continue to operate without a license by the deadline, the regulator intends to take what is known as an enforcement action, which could involve fines, closure of the firm in question, jail time, or a combination of all the above. The CTO believes that this framework introduction is a sensible approach that could help mitigate the potential risk of harm to financial customers. Well, I will not say that I'm not in support of this. I mean, for one, this year alone, especially last year, this year, we've seen projects go under. We've seen people, you know, just create projects, rug people and run away, and nobody knows who they are. Nobody can hold anybody accountable. So again, I feel like, this is obviously the government sort of trying to be responsible, trying to ask digital asset companies to register their businesses with the government according to its financial security laws. So they know that, hey, if anybody messes up, we know who to hold. Somebody can be held accountable because it's always heartbreaking when things tank or there's a rug and then everybody just disappears into thin air. Nobody knows who to hold. Nobody knows who to hold accountable. Nobody knows who to talk to. Nobody knows who to go to for a refund to the customers who might have lost their monies. And it's always painful to see people lose time and time again. So, hey, I feel like this is definitely good. I will not criticize it. But again, I do hope that the government will not necessarily overextend its powers into trying to become too controlling as regards how these companies run their affairs. I mean, it should be decentralized and that's how they are run. So I hope that this is just a move to keep track of who owns what and who can be held accountable and not a power play to try and, you know, seize control, to say the very least. So, yeah.
So thank you again for sticking with us. Please remember that until next time, be relentless in your mission to be bankless.